Tuesday, folks. October 8th going on here. Beautiful morning. 47 right now in sunshine. Welcome to it. It's Tuesday. We've been busy already. Got to talk some real estate with the numbers guy, I call him, Steve Dietrich from Action Realty. And this morning, we're going to talk numbers.
We are.
Some things going on here, Steve. I'll let you tell us a story here.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
You know, we always just talk rates simply, but there's something worth talking about right now for these rates, too. And it, I guess, kind of nice to see it going the right direction, too.
Yeah, right.
But for instance, you know, I'm just going to tell people when they're looking at getting a mortgage right now, shop around. Very important, because right now there's a pretty good gap between banks, if you don't know that. And I'm going to give you an example right now.
Okay.
And they're between two banks. I'm not going to mention which one. Uh-huh. I don't want to do that. But, you know, one bank right now is at 6.25 and the other bank is at 5.5.
Wow.
That's a big difference. That's a big gap. And, you know, both of them ask for 1 point discount point. Now, what that means is that you pay up front an additional fee to get the rate down to that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 1% of the loan amount. So if you borrow $200,000, they're going to ask you to pay an extra $2,000 up front. It's sort of their way of getting some of that money back, if you will.
Yeah.
But when you look at the difference between the two banks with that same $2,000 up front on a $200,000 mortgage, 0.75%, that's $1,500 a year you would save in interest. That's $125 a month on your house payment.
Where does that discrepancy come from? I mean, you've been in the banking world. How does that happen?
Well, I guess in our world, when I was a banker and everything, you always shopped the competition to see where they were at, and you would try and be very close or try to match it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there was always those lines out there about, you know, bring us in the rate you got from somewhere else and we'll match it.
We'll match it, yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes I think, doggone it, you should have been there in the first place.
Right?
You know?
That's good logic.
But right now, I'm just going to tell you, do shop around. And rates are down. It's a good thing. We got extremely busy in the last week now.
That's what you were saying. It's been a good time for selling homes.
We've had three houses sell, you know, in the last 5 days. And we've got a couple new listings coming on. And you know, some of that's been driven by price reductions. You know, they've finally gotten down there a little ways, too. And some of the people don't want to see that house for sale over the winter, so they're doing what they can to put themselves in position to, you know, try and help that sale price a little better and come and buy my house.
Is it a, you know, make hay while the sun shines kind of thing with this?
There's a little bit of that in there, you know, but now watching this morning, and I do watch Squawk Box and all those things every morning, and, you know, they're indicating they're going to go down some more.
Really?
And so, golly, it'd be nice us to see a high four again or something like that maybe in the near future.
When's the last time that happened?
Well, it's probably been 2 years.
Okay.
So, we need to start looking at those things.
So heading in the right direction, but the takeaway from our talk today is watch those rates and shop around.
Watch the rates. Do shop, please. I think it will be in your best interest to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you ask your, you know, ask your realtor, because, you know, certain banks handle you differently.
Right.
There are certain banks that are more lenient with your credit report than others. Some of the other ones, you walk in, they'll throw you out immediately.
Yeah.
You know, and other ones will talk to you for a little bit and maybe possibly work something out. So that's also a difference between banks. Just some are a little tougher on credit than others.
Right. And navigate the variables. Absolutely.
Exactly. And hopefully your realtor has got some idea about that stuff ahead of time.
Right.
So that they can kind of, you know, push you a little bit, and we have to be watch out, because we can get in major trouble if we start what they call steering and telling you to go to a certain bank and that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big no-no.
That's kind of a no-no.
Okay.
If you get proven to be doing that, they don't like it.
Yeah. That it could be trouble.
Yeah.
So it's been a good few days for selling homes. Any new listings coming in?
Yep. Sherry put on a very nice, it's an expensive farmstead out east of Breckenridge, but it's had some interest already in it. And, you know, you look at those kind of numbers, and I don't remember exactly what it is, but I think we're talking over 600,000.
Okay.
But yet you look at what's out there on that piece of property, and it's in good condition, and you couldn't touch that place if you were to try to even think about rebuilding it for that. So, yeah, you just got to see what works for each person. But these rates starting to get down where they're at and everything is really going to start helping everything.
That's positive and very, very exciting.
Yeah.
So, Steve, great information. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Well, no, just get out there and have a look, because maybe some of these listings aren't going to last again very long.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly.
Kind of starting to see a little of that right now.
Steve, great to have you in. Look forward to talking with you next week. Let's hope there's good information there again.
We hope so.
I like where this is going. Steve Dietrich in from Action Realty. We talk with Steve and Sherry every Tuesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Stay up all night, well, I don't know. Can't see them for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn.